You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to get of your day today as we study the Word of God here together. We're looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I only got 1 minute here for an intro to this. We're looking at a sermon that just started yesterday. It's entitled, How's Your Foundation? Or I should say, what? Or better yet, whom is your foundation built upon? Paul said, there's no other foundation that can be laid other than Jesus Christ. Are you building your life? Is your soul? Are you building all that you do? Your foundation, does it start with Christ? That's what we're looking at here today. This is part two of this message.
Paul is the wise architect, laying a foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Remember chapter 2, I profess to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Everything starts with Him, or else everything else is in vain. It's got to start with Jesus. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And there, church, is your rock. He's the one you have to build on. Because if a hurricane comes your way, no, better yet, rewind button, when a hurricane comes your way. I've gone through more hurricanes this year than I care to. It's been a tough year. It's not if, it's when. And when it comes your way, what's your foundation? When trials and tribulations and troubles abound, you'll always have your solid foundation that you have built on. When Jesus is your foundation, what can man or devil do to you? No one can destroy your foundation when your foundation is Him and found in Him. Though this looks like building a house, that's just figurative. We're talking your soul and your belief system and your life. I mean, if you have a faulty foundation, all is lost. One of my all-time favorite musical heroes is George Harrison. And he became a Hindu and followed Hare Krishna. Made sense to him at the time. And that became George's foundation for everything that he built on. Hinduism writes the song, My Sweet Lord. His only problem was he's singing about the wrong Lord. So upon everything he built his life on, his foundation of sand was worthless. The Proverbs say, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, no matter what happens, you and I have got a sin problem. And your foundation's got to deal with that. You've got to have your sins dealt with. There's no other way. There's only one way through Jesus Christ. He's the only way that deals with your sins and your sin problem. He's the only one that can reconcile you back to God. No other religion can do that. It might sound good at the time. There's a song I like that says, when all in life is done and past, only what's done for Christ will last. Everything you do to build your house, which is not done on a solid foundation, is done and built in vain. And one day, it's going to come crashing down. Guarantee it. And now here in verse 12, what you build on it is what you do with your life. Solid foundation and, starting with Jesus, solid foundation and dot, 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 fill in the blank. Verse 12, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold or silver or precious stones or wood or hay or straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day, notice that New King James has got a capital D there. Day, the day will declare it. Meaning there is a day, a physical day, where we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or evil. So I love the way that New King James has got the D capitalized. The day will declare it. It'll be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. All right, so what does he mean again by all this? He means that Jesus Christ needs to be your foundation for everything that you build in your life. Because the time is coming when all of your work, that is, when all that you have built, is going to be tested. It's going to be put to the fire and the flames. You've got this chance to build this awesome spiritual man or woman. You've got this great opportunity. You just build it on Jesus Christ. Let him be the foundation, the chief cornerstone, right? You start with him. Start with Christ. And then on top of that is those who keep these sayings of mine. That's where you start. You're grounded in Christ. And then you're building on top of that those who keep these sayings of mine. Do the things that Jesus said and instructed you to do in those Sermon on the Mount, those three chapters, and you will be built into a spiritual giant. This is why I'm here at this church. I'm here to help build you all into spiritual giants. That's what we do here, right? Jesus, those who keep these sayings of mine, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Some people build hospitals. Some people start orphanages. Others start crisis pregnancy centers. Others start a food bank. Others offer to use their area of expertise to help others in Jesus' name. Those are the kind of works that endure. You build those things on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. You keep these sayings of mine, like he said. And then you venture out and do these things. And then when judgment comes, all these things that you've done will be purified as gold. And you'll shine through the fire like Jesus' feet, burnished bronze. Like refined in a fire. That's what you want. You want your works, when they're tested by fire, to come out looking like gold or bronze. Those are the kind of works that endure when they're done for Christ and in his name. Amen? All right, Paul continues, verse 15. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Now he's saying, if you, Christian, because you are a Christian by faith, not by works, you're not saved by what you do, doing these things doesn't save you. For it's by grace, like the song we sang. For it's by grace are you saved, through faith. These works, let's make it plain and clear. You don't work for your salvation. You work because of your salvation. Because you're grateful of what God's done for you. You're grateful your name is in the book of life. You're grateful you're not hellbound. Right? If you, Christian, are building things that won't survive as cleansing fire, then your work will be burned up, but you will still be saved. And when you get to heaven, you'll smell like smoke. I've heard it asked before, will smoking send me to hell? And of course, the answer to that is no, but once again, you'll just smell like you've been there. Do you not know, verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You know, isn't that funny? He says that, just flip over just a couple chapters. Flip over to chapter 6, verse 19. Let me read what I just read to you. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Now, 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, wow, he says this twice now. Must be really important. So again, back to where we were here. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Yow, what a terrible threat that is, isn't it? Let's stop and think about this, please. Do you not know, O Christian, that the very Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of you? We've been looking at this, haven't we, every week? The great mystery, Paul said, remember? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Or Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, that is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And now here twice, Paul says, Don't you realize that God lives on the inside of you? Better take heed how you live and what you do with your body, because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you shouldn't abuse your body. Now, I know this is a tough word, but it is what it is. What can we take out of it? Don't drink in excess. And by all means, don't smoke. The Greek word for defile means figuratively to be corrupt, morally, or to be depraved. Personally, what I think this means is he's referring to sexual sins here, especially homosexuals.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.